U.S. President Donald Trump hosted El Salvador's President Nayib Bukele at the White House on Monday, reinforcing a growing alliance between the two leaders centered on a shared hardline approach to immigration and crime. The visit follows a controversial agreement under which El Salvador has accepted over 250 deportees from the United States, many of whom were placed in the country's high-security Scott Mega Prison, a centerpiece of Bukele's anti-gang strategy. The White House said the meeting focused on joint efforts to dismantle transnational criminal organizations, as both governments continue to defend the legality and effectiveness of their security cooperation. Bukele, widely seen as the Trump administration's closest ally in Latin America, has received both praise and criticism for his authoritarian style and mass incarceration policies. His government recently received $6 million in exchange for accepting U.S. deportees, which he described as a very high sum for El Salvador. The partnership has drawn scrutiny, particularly in the case of Kilmar Abrego Garcia, a Maryland resident mistakenly deported to El Salvador, in what U.S. officials admitted was an administrative error. Last week, the U.S. Supreme Court unanimously ordered the Trump administration to facilitate Garcia's return, but federal officials have maintained that he now falls under Salvadoran jurisdiction. In a court filing, a State Department official confirmed Garcia is alive and secure, but detained pursuant to the sovereign domestic authority of El Salvador. U.S. lawmakers have expressed concern over the case. The Congressional Hispanic Caucus called Garcia's detention neither legal nor ethical, and Representative Adriano Espaillat has requested a consular visit. Despite the legal dispute, White House spokeswoman Caroline Levitt said the prison partnership remained a core part of Monday's talks. Bukele's visit comes amid El Salvador's attempt to secure relief from recently imposed U.S. tariffs, which apply a 10% duty on key Salvadoran exports, including textiles, sugar, and coffee. The United States is El Salvador's largest trade partner, accounting for $2.1 billion of the country's $6.5 billion in exports last year, according to the central bank. Salvadoran industry leaders, including Jorge Arriaza of the Salvadoran Industrial Association, hope the Oval Office meeting will clarify the tariff's implementation and possible exemptions. Remittances from Salvadorans living in the U.S. remain vital to the Salvadoran economy, contributing $8.5 billion in 2024, or around 23% of GDP. With over 2.5 million Salvadorans in the U.S., concerns persist over how they may be impacted by Trump's evolving immigration policies.